Welcome to the Money and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Nelson. My mission to empower millennial couples to make money moves that won't just improve your financial health, but strengthen your marriage as well. In this podcast, I share stories, tips, and tricks, both from my experience as a certified financial planner and from my own marriage, to help you and your spouse kick financial anxiety to the curb and use your money to create the lives you love together. Let's get started. So there are two ways to make money. Keep it nice and simple for this week's episode. There are two ways to make money. You can make money through your income, right? Trading your time for a wage, for an income, things like that, right? Which is the way most of us make our money. And you can make money from assets that you own, whether it's balances in a savings account that pay you interest, whether it is investments that you own that grow over time or maybe even pay dividends, or bonds that you own that pay interest, whether it is a business that you own that's not your job. Like, I'm not talking about like myself, for example. I'm self-employed. My job is putting time into my business to earn money from it. But businesses that you own that you're not necessarily directly involved in the day-to-day work with, right? That's a way that you can own an asset that pays you money. Whether it is owning rental real estate, for example, and having a property manager, having somebody do the work for you that pays you income over time, right? And obviously there's different ways where some of that might kind of blend across the two different categories. If you own a rental property, but you're doing the management work, right? Maybe part of that, so kind of trading your time for money, but part of it's the asset itself right there. But to keep it straightforward for today, right? There's you work for an income, or you invest in assets that pay you over time. And I find that distinction is interesting in some ways, because when we talk about retirement planning, for example, the question is, right, how can we build up enough assets in your retirement accounts or other investment accounts such that we can turn your trading time for a salary off and you can continue living the life that you want to live, right? That is all the retirement question is. I say all in quotes, right? Because it's a pretty big feat to get to that point, of course. But that's what we're talking about, right? Everybody starts out with on the income side of things, right? We're working for a living, and then we take a percentage of that, hopefully, and save it, invest it to turn it into some of these more asset-based opportunities that allow you to free up some of your time down the road. And I bring that up in this week's episode because, first and foremost, I think that just even taking some time to think through that for yourself would be a beneficial thing to think through in your own financial situation, right? If you want to give yourself a little bit more financial flexibility, the way to do that is to take some of your income and try to turn that into some sort of asset that puts money into your pocket. I'm tempted to recommend the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad as a way to kind of illustrate that concept in more detail, but I've seen more people make bad financial choices after reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad than I can count. So I'll give it a lot of disclaimers, but like that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki is one that a lot of people will point to in terms of changing the way they think about this kind of thing. So don't leap before you look if you read that book and want to start implementing things. Like, I'd encourage you to slow your roll a little bit. But it is helpful in terms of thinking through the ideas and terminology. So I guess I'll leave it there. But I bring that up today because I'm actually looking to make a change to this podcast in 2024 with this idea in mind, right? Of, you know, am I working, like, at the degree to which I'm putting in time to generate money now versus putting in time to build an asset down the road. Now, if you're listening to this here, it actually probably means there's not going to be much of a change at all for you. I really like the way that this podcast has played out over the past year. I've gotten a lot of good feedback on it, where by this point, if assuming I'm recording it a few episodes in advance because it's Christmas week and I'm getting ready for the holidays, I'm sure, at this point in time. But if things continue to track the way they're looking like, we'll be well over 8,000 downloads, probably closer to 10,000 right by the time that this episode comes out. Like, I'm really happy with the growth of this. What I'm not happy with is the way that I am using the time I'm putting into this, right? I am very much treating this podcast like this has been very much like a job, right, to me, where I'm kind of hustling to get the episodes out. I'm putting them out, and I'm hearing from people, and people are buying my book from this podcast. People are scheduling calls with me and working with me from this podcast. It's been great in that regard. What I don't view this podcast as, though, as an asset in a way that I think it could be if I just made some simple changes to the way that I'm doing this. And I, frankly, I debated whether or not I should record this episode at all, but I'm in recording this and talking through it for you all to think through how you might do some similar things in your own personal financial life, right? Because I think that there's a lesson to be learned in the way that in what I'm doing right now that, like, frankly, I should have done it a long time ago, right? Which is why, which is my own fault, but learn from me, right? Don't just hustle, right? Hustle in a way that's going to build long-term success for you. What do I mean by that in terms of this podcast, right? One thing that I love the podcast medium in general because it's me talking to you. I can kind of talk through concepts with some nuance to it, right? You're hearing kind of my tone and things like that as I'm talking through kind of complex topics. I think I've gotten good feedback on this podcast in that regard. What I don't like about it, the only thing I don't like about this podcast is that it's not very searchable, right? People search for this podcast itself and they can see there's over 120 episodes and like they could scroll back to the beginning and listen to all of them. But if I have a deep dive podcast on mortgage interest rates, episode 102, and somebody Googles or searches somewhere for something, for content about mortgage interest rates, they're not going to find that episode, right? Even though it's out there, I put the time in to do it, like the content's good, like it's not something people are going to find, right? In that sense, it's not an asset that people could find, like for my business, I mean, that people could find and benefit from and maybe buy my book from or whatever it might be down the road. I'm kind of hustling to get the podcast out there and it's working well, I think, hopefully for you, for me, for the people who are listening, for the people who reach out to me or take further steps to work with me from it. All that's great. But it's like, I feel like there's a lifespan to each episode that kind of fades over time, other than the first couple of episodes, because I do think that some people, when they find a podcast, they scroll back to the very beginning and listen to the first handful of episodes to see what it's about and then listen to what episodes are coming out in real time. But I mean, nobody is going back to listen to episode 49 of this podcast at this stage in time. Right? I don't know. I just picked a random number. I don't know what that episode was. Right. But it's just not the way it's not the way the podcasting medium is designed. So what I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks, next week, we're gonna have an episode out that is a little bit different. We'll leave that there. The first week in January, we're going to have an episode out about setting goals for the new year. And it's going to be in this sort of format, right? No changes at all. Because I'm doing some late holiday travel this year. So I'm not going to actually be back like to my normal schedule in time to get a new episode out in this new format on the 4th. The next Thursday, January 11th, is when this change is going to happening. And for you all, you might not notice anything's different. Frankly, I don't know if the length of these episodes are going to be changing. They may get a little bit longer, a little bit shorter, depending on how things play out. Like, I actually don't know how it's going to, what's going to happen. But what I'm going to be doing is, in addition to putting out these weekly episodes in the same type of format that we've been doing, I'm also going to be recording them for YouTube. So you will be able to find this on a YouTube channel. And you will be able to find them on my website blog as well. So we're going to be having an article and a podcast, right? It's not necessarily going to be new content in one form or the other, but you're going to be able to find the same content in both mediums, right? It's the same content. I'm just going to be publishing it in three different platforms rather than, quote unquote, just on the podcast. And again, I'm recording this to you all, not necessarily because it's going to impact you unless you'd rather watch my face, which God bless you if you do, and or you'd rather read my writing about the topic, in which case that's great, go for it. But to talk you through the thought process as to why, right? Because both Google and my website and YouTube are much more searchable platforms, right? The idea behind making this shift is that it's going to help people find and benefit from this content, not just the month I publish it. That's what I'm looking to do here. And I think, again, that like my hope is that you're going to take a lesson from that, not just that you might be able to read some of my stuff for the first time in several years. I used to blog all the time, but haven't done that in several years. I'm going to be getting back to that in conjunction with this podcast starting on January 11th, but also how you might take that sort of lesson and apply it to your own financial situation, right? How can we be using some of the time and income that you're generating from your job to create more assets that will help you in the long term in your own life? Give it some thought. Thought it might be interesting. Next week's episode, because it's the holiday week, it's a little bit different. I am actually going to be republishing an old episode in a new wrapper next week. It is my favorite episode. I shouldn't say it's my favorite episode of all time, but it is. If you think through like how popular an episode was versus how much I liked it, like this is like of all the episodes that didn't do very well when they were published, it's my favorite one that I've ever put out. And it didn't do well, frankly. I think I had a really bad title on it. People just saw the title and weren't interested in listening to it. But the content, I think, is going to be really helpful for a lot of people. So I'm going to be publishing that in a new wrapper, so to speak, with a new intro and all that. Like, just be a little bit of a different experience here for next week. And then, like I said, there'll be a new episode on the 4th about goal setting for the year. And then we'll move into the new type of content that probably won't feel all that different for you. On January 11th, other than if you want to watch me talk through it, if you want to read my thoughts, you'll be able to do all of that if you want to when the time comes. So, hope that helps. Happy holidays to all of you, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Money and Marriage Podcast. If you want to learn more, you can access my favorite money exercise for free if you head to paysetterplanning.com/money and marriage. Again, that's paysetterplanning.com/money and marriage. Get your access today, and I'll see you next time.